Have you heard?
No!
Nah, nope, not a chance, but maybe.
The Truck Show. We're gonna show you what we know. We're gonna answer what the truck. Cause truck rides with the truck show. We have the lifted, we have the lowered, and everything in between. We'll talk about trucks that run on diesel and the ones that run on gasoline.
The truck show, the truck show, the truck show, whoa, whoa.
It's the Truck Show with your hosts, Lightning and Holman.
This episode of the Truck Show podcast, Have You Heard? Is proudly presented by Nissan with the Frontier, Titan, and Titan XD. Nissan has a truck for every need, along with the legendary Nissan durability. Test drive your next truck at a local Nissan dealer today, or point your browser to NissanUSA.com, where you can use the build and price tool to configure a Nissan truck that fits your lifestyle.
And when you're thinking about adding power or improving fuel economy, Banks has over 65 years of experience. Whether it's cold air intakes or exhaust systems, tuning, throttle control, charge air cooling, lubrication components, and much more, no one offers smarter, safer, 50-state emissions-compliant performance parts than Gale Banks. You'll find the best engineered parts for your truck at BanksPower.com.
This is the show where they talk breaking news, and this is the part where Coleman asks Lightning, have you heard?
Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
No!
I don't think so, maybe. I've totally heard that drop before. Okay. I'm not sure where, though.
This show.
Oh, okay. Hey, Lightning, did you know that the TRX Final Edition is also going to Mexico? So all you Mexican listeners...
What do you mean, going to Mexico?
Say goodbye.
What do you mean? You mean when it's stolen and then it goes to Mexico?
Well, that's your final edition.
Uh-huh.
The TRX is available also to our friends south of the border, and they are also being offered a final edition as well. So,
but I mean, I'm not sure... Should I be surprised that it's being offered out of the U.S.?
So the starting price of the 2024 Ram 1500 TRX Final Edition in Mexico is...
$103 million.
2,669,900 pesos.
And what is that in dollars?
$159,727.57, given the current exchange rate as of this article being written.
Dang.
It's a lot of questions.
Holy mackerel.
Feeling better about yours?
That explains why
there's a $30,000 bounty to pull yours.
Holy nuts.
All right. Hey, Lighting, have you heard?
No! No.
So Hennessy is also doing a last edition of the TRX Mammoth 1000.
Do they just see whatever's in the news and they're like, let's make something just a little bit better, whatever someone's talking about.
1,000 horsepower is not a little bit better.
No, I'm saying like it's always whatever. It's like if it's a Camaro or if it's an NSX or if it's like whatever, they're just like...
That's what they do. They build their whole business on taking super vehicles and making them super.
And by the way, I said NSX. I don't think that was
they've never
thing.
Touched the NSX.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that.
It's weird.
I don't know why.
Koenigsegg? Is that what you're thinking of?
They didn't do a Koenigsegg either.
Well, what was the roaster? The Venom Roaster was based on a Lotus chassis or something?
I don't know. Was it?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. The quote-unquote Last Stand Edition is going to be their farewell. So this is a true limited edition model. Would you like to guess how many there will be?
How many did they make? I'm going to say that they're going to make 100 units.
I believe it's double that, 200.
Ooh.
So the Last Stand Edition will be available in three new colors. So Harvest Sunrise Orange, Delmonico Red, which I freaking love on the Ram. That's such a great color. And then Night Edge Blue. And then that'll be in addition to all the normal factory colors. So 1,012 horsepower, 969 pound-feet of torque. That is provided via an upgraded high-flow supercharging system, supercharged front drive, pulley underdrive. All that power is courtesy of an upgraded high-flow supercharging system with all the upgrades that Lightning will tell you is done at every shop that touches a Hellcat.
Upper pulley, lower pulley, thermostat, New damper, E85.
You forgot
injectors.
The rear drive. No, it's not E85. Would you stop?
How are they getting over 1,000 horsepower without
E85? We've already done a show where you claimed that they didn't have 1,000 horsepower. And then I told you, and you go, oh, I guess it's possible. So are we re-litigating that now?
A little bit,
Hennessy on the show. Why don't you like him?
I do like him.
Then why every time I bring him up, you're like, well, that's not true.
Keep going.
No, answer the question every single time.
I just think a lot of it is PR.
Yeah, that's how you sell vehicles. No different than you putting out a press release that goes, we added 20% more power with all these parts.
All right.
It's exactly how your PR tells people about it. Then those people who want it, who have money, trade you money, and then they get that thing that you do, and that's called capitalism.
I'm going to sit back over here, and I'm just going to listen to the news over here.
Would you be happy to know that it comes with a 3-year, 36,000-mile limited warranty? Would that make you feel better?
Yes. Does it come with CARB compliance?
I have no idea. But you know who would know? Hennessy would know. So you could call them and or go to their website at Hennessy.com.
Okay.
This place blows.
You know what's funny about that drop? That's like 20 years old.
And nothing has changed.
No, it hasn't.
Again, that was HennessyPerformance.com where you can get all of Lightning's questions answered. Hey, Lightning, even you could point your browser that way.
I will.
Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
Lightning!
No, I have not.
Wow, we are on the subject of saying goodbye to our favorite V8 vehicles. Jeep has finally pulled the cover off of the Rubicon 392 Final Edition. And for all you people on the internet who said that we're lying liars that lied, 2024, it's the last year. Any guesses on price, Mr. Lightning?
$105,000. Am I close?
You're close-ish.
Okay. What is this, more or less? Am I over or under?
So let's go over what the package includes. All right, so keep in mind that only 3,700 will be built.
Damn, that is a very small number.
3,600 will stay in North America, and 3,300 will be here in the U.S., 300 Canada, and that'll be only 100 of them left for the rest of the world. So if you're in Saudi Arabia or something like that, dude, you're paying up. So your guess was 105?
Yes.
All right. Those who pony up, the asking price of $101,890, including a $1,895 destination charge
for a Jeep,
we'll get the same 6.4-liter, 470-horsepower V8 that's in the one that I got for tens of thousands of dollars less than that.
You were almost going to say $30,000 less. I heard the that's funny. Man, you got a deal.
I got a deal.
That's what's called coming up.
Well, I let's say I did all.
Damn, that boy came up.
Did all right. Let's we'll just say that. Let's see. Here are some of the upgrades that you will get as a buyer of the Wrangler 392 Final Edition. That is a half-inch suspension lift, rock sliders, a grill guard, an 8,000-pound worn winch. Those are all standard. You get the XT Extreme 35-inch tire package that gives you the 17-inch beadlock capable
wheels. I
didn't
know that a worn winch was standard when you bought your truck.
Wasn't on mine, but they offer it now.
I see.
The anniversary edition, I think, and obviously final edition. You're also going to be able to get the air compressor as an option, the onboard that's in the tailgate, and a Sky One Touch sliding soft top, or power top, I guess would be rather. And then the leather's been upgraded to Napa leather, so you get a nicer grade of leather inside, and then you get gold accents, special badging, and some hood decal and some accent decals on the side. So people will know that you are a baller.
Yeah, buddy.
So 392 in base trim for the 2024 Wrangler starts at $93,440. So if you look at the final edition with what you get, not that bad of a deal. And it also includes the 12-way power heated front seats, which is new to Jeep. And I still love when Jeep had the marketing videos for those. The doors were off and the dude's driving through water and water's on his lap and he's like adjusting the seat while he's driving.
Really?
It's all waterproof. Yeah,
I haven't seen that one.
That's cool.
Huh.
So anyway, if you want your V8, that's basically it. It won't be the last vehicle of the Hemi. I do believe the last call Durango ends beyond the Jeep. So TRX is gone, then Wrangler 392 is gone. I think the cars are gone now.
Are you a fan of the Durango? Because every once in a while I'll be on the freeway and a Durango will roll past and you just think, oh, it's a grocery getter. And then it's just...
It's basically basically a three-row Grand Cherokee.
Yeah.
I love the Grand Cherokee Trackhawk.
But I'm just saying, with that engine, that power pack, it's
rad.
Just, people do not see it.
Our friend
coming.
David Borla has one, and it sounds magnificent. And that's his family hauler.
Yeah.
It hauls more than kids. It definitely hauls some ass. Hey, Lighting, did you hear?
No. I said no. You can kill all that right now. Like, at this moment, stop.
I'm not going to stop because I love V8, so we are going to continue with V8 news, and that is what I wanted to tell you, Lightning. The 6.4 liter is going to continue as the standard heavy-duty Ram power plant when the Ram gets redesigned. So the 392 is not totally dead. You'll be able to get a heavy-duty truck version of that engine in the big Ram, even though the half-ton has eschewed the 5.7. At least you'll still be able to get the 6.4. So the American V8 is not dead. It's just, it's only a flesh wound.
It's only a flesh wound?
Come back here, you bastard!
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
It's just a flesh wound.
Hey, Lighting, did you hear?
We're showing our age, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I wonder how many of our listeners
Monty Python
got that.
Humor right there.
Oh, man. Mm. Holy grail.
Running away! You yellow bastard! Come back here and take what's coming to you! I'll bite your legs off!
Would you say, have I heard?
No, I said how many of our listeners would understand that reference?
Oh, yeah. I mean, probably actually most.
Most?
sadly.
Yeah, probably. Hey, Lighting, have you heard?
No.
No.
Mopar Insiders is reporting that in a bold move reflecting a significant strategy shift, Stellantis' CEO Carlos Tavares has said the era of purchasing emission credits to offset things like the Hemi is dead. So they're
no!
saying that Stellantis will no longer buy even a single credit.
No.
And so obviously
no.
that shows the company going back into, hardcore into the EV space.
Don't they understand that America's pushing back? We're pushing back.
Yeah, pushing back pretty hardcore. So anyway, Automotive News had said that Tesla made nearly $9 billion from selling their credits to other automakers, including FCA, over the last few years. And it looks like Tesla's going to take a hit because there's one less customer in the world that's going to take advantage of that.
Well, take a hit? It's like free money, isn't it?
I mean, you think, they're not budgeting at $9 billion showing off in their coffers on
their P&L? I'm just saying, like, they didn't do anything for that $9 billion. They just said they were going to make EVs anyway.
That's the best kind of money.
It's free.
Yes.
So, oh, my God.
If somebody brought you
what a scam.
Listen, if somebody brought you a candy bar every single day and then they stopped.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you go, where the hell's my candy bar?
Yeah, I get it. I'm not saying
somebody
it's not
going to suffer. Somebody brought you two chili dogs for lunch for a year.
I would be fat as hell.
And all of a sudden, all the chili dogs dried up, and there was no more chili dogs in the world. You would be sad.
Yes, of course, okay. But I'm not saying bad on Tesla. I'm just stunned that what a scam.
Yeah, well, I feel sorry for Tim Kuniskis, who is the Hellcat Everything guy, who is now running Ram.
There's no way you feel bad for him after that crazy animated video that he did with the EV charger.
Eh, I don't hate that thing. It would be interesting.
No, I don't hate the vehicle. That high concept AI-made video or whatever the hell it was super weird and long. And
well, he didn't make that. It's not like he was working late in Auburn Hills in his CEO suite
making
a video.
But he acted in it, and then right. he saw it.
Lighting, can I finish the news? So this is why I feel bad for Kuniskis, because he has to be the guy that had to tell everybody the Hemi's going away. So, quote unquote, he says, "The decision to drop the Hemi engine wasn't easy. We understand the emotional connection our customers have with it, but we have to move forward, and that means embracing new technologies." I'm wondering if he made that quote under duress. Because he is the Hellcat Everything guy.
Yeah.
There has to be a piece of his soul that died that day when he had to put out that quote.
I agree.
Makes me sad. He does go on to say, "Ram's a good example of that." Kuniskis continued, "We would still be selling and building the ancient iron block Hemi V8 that everyone loved. Knowing we're going into this environment forced us into a space where we had to develop a whole new powertrain strategy."
Forced us.
In a quote. So.
He's not happy.
No, he's not happy. He's one of us, dude. Maybe a car executive.
Do you think he would talk to us?
We've talked about it. I just need to make it happen. I know his his number two over there. Yeah. We had a back and forth a little while ago, and then just everybody got busy. So
I feel like he's the kind of guy that you could sit down and chat over a beer with.
I have. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'll tell you this. There's a period of time that he came over to run Jeep. I think he told the story where the J9 project was his baby. That's the Wrangler 392. Never would have happened if he didn't come over and say, make this happen because I'm a V8 everything guy, right? So for about 6 to 9 months, he teased me with all these salacious details about future things.
When he said teased you, like directly over email or
no,
on the phone?
In person.
In person.
He said, listen, this is what's happening. And I guarantee you he was testing me to see if I was going to leak it out. And I didn't because I was like, nah. A, I don't do that. And B, it was suspect what he was feeding me. It was too easy. And then after it was like several months where he realized that I was friendly, then he invited me to his office and I sat down with him and he showed me the whole Wrangler 24 refresh and the strategy behind it and the V8 that was coming and the whole thing. And it took a while to get into his good graces, where I was in the circle of trust. And I didn't let him down, and so I was rewarded with some info that I have.
Have you divulged that?
No. Why do you think I tell you if I know something? I'm like, it's under embargo. No, that's why, because I'm not going to go ruin a relationship I have with the automaker.
No, but what I'm saying is
embargo.
You're saying that you have knowledge about stuff that still hasn't come out yet because you met with him
totally.
A long time ago. Oh, really?
Well, not just through him. I mean, there's other people I talk to. There's other companies and executives and things like that.
So do you know about...
Not talking to you.
You can't say
this.
If there's another big high horsepower Jeep on the way?
No, I'm not going to tell you that. Hey, Lightning, did you hear?
Yes, 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 yes. No.
No.
So if you look at the screen in the pod shed, let me regale you with the latest patent
Ooh.
From our friends over at General Motors. And it is, I guess, what they're calling a transformable truck bed. So
that looks, I can see what's happening here. This is a slide-out bed. It looks like the bed is extending.
Except it's not a slide-out bed in the traditional sense where it's like a floor. It's like
no.
The entire inside slides out to make a short bed into a long bed while you still keep the tailgate.
It's like you fold the tailgate down and use an Amp Research bed extender.
Yeah, except a bed extender takes up space. This all folds into the tailgate. So if you imagine the tailgate folds down flat, then the flat part that would now be the surface, top surface of the tailgate,
that
even with the bed, folds up to create a new tailgate. And then out of that, like origami, bedsides fold out and then lock into the inside of the actual bedsides, creating a long bed out of a space where a long bed did not exist before.
How has no one made this until today?
Well, Ford had a similar patent a while back, but it was like the bed floor came out and then like the bed sides came out all in rails. The GM one, not as elegant as the Ford, looks more production intent to me. Looks like something you could actually produce, where the Ford was kind of looks like it would be a challenge, especially if you're hauling mulch or sand or things that could get into returning your truck bed back into its normal position. So.
Right. Wow. That is really, really neat. Where can people see this?
You can go to Motor Trend and find that.
Huh.
Or on the U.S. Patent Office. You can find it there. If you're one of the people that are interested in patents, this one was released on March 12, 2024. And it is U.S. patent 11,926,370. Hey, Lighting. Did you hear?
I mean, no.
Mm-mm.
Well, Rivian has also been busy at the patent office, let's say. If you remember, we talked about the R3X kind of rally car off-road beast.
Did you see Jason Kamisa driving one of those?
I saw a quick thing of it. Like, it was slow speed in a parking lot, mm-hmm. and he was saying it was kind of rough on the inside because it was a prototype.
Still look cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like it. Anyway, Rivian recently filed a trademark for R1X. So X seems to be their... go bigger off-road deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's basically what approximates an R1T pickup truck, except if you notice, the whole front end is more like Super Duty looking. And
it's like a modular front bumper.
But what I'm wondering is this the redesign of the R1? Or is this just a tougher version that they did for the patent office? Hard to tell.
To me, this looks new.
That's what I'm saying.
That looks like a toy you'd play with in your sandbox.
I'm telling you, it's pretty cool. So anyway, it looks a lot more rugged than the current truck. And obviously, they have already said we're the adventure truck company or adventure vehicle company from the EVs. And they want to do something cool. So if there is indeed an R1X, I think that would be super rad. This one has chunkier tires and has extra cladding. It's got this crazy bed that folds down. It just looks really cool.
I love how Rivian's getting more expensive with their, potentially more expensive, I should say, with their off-road truck, and yet they're going on the lower side as well, building an economy vehicle.
Well, that's like most of my automakers. They started where they thought they could make a lot of profit per vehicle to build up the coffers, and then they need to keep those people buying expensive things while they cater to the people on the volume end to get people into the brand that can be aspirational, that can work their way up through the product line. So I think that's a pretty common automotive company strategy. And I mean, unlike Fisker, which sounds like they may be headed for bankruptcy.
Again.
They literally put out a warning and stopped all production, I think, today. So when you hear this, it'll be last week.
So they're
week.
Going from like 100 cars down to zero.
I'm not going to say how many cars they're making because I don't know.
I know.
Lightning.
I know. I made that up.
Lightning is just trying to make the podcast go away.
No, I'm not.
Thank you for that. Hey, Lightning, did you hear?
No!
No. Ah.
So apparently, Honda and GM have their tie-up with the Prologue, where the Honda Prologue is using the GM Ultium platform. But it seems like maybe that relationship isn't destined for the long term, because now rumors have it that Honda and Nissan are have confirmed talks about teaming up for EVs. And if you remember a couple weeks ago, people were talking about potentially Nissan jumping in to save Fisker on the EV side. So I find it interesting. It's almost like if you're listening to the to baseball, and Angels are always the secret team that everybody's talking about, and yet nothing ever happens. So who knows if what'll end up with the Nissan and Honda tie-up, but I think it's something that could help both companies out. Sounds like it is a memorandum of understanding for a feasibility study, so they want to explore potentially jointly developing electric vehicles. And the partnership could include both hardware and software. So we'll see. Honda's a great company, and so is Nissan.
It would be the world's most reliable vehicle.
Yeah, it probably would. Hey, Lightning, did you hear?
No.
Mm-mm.
Rumors are persisting about the 2025 Ram HD upgrade. And the latest news, if you remember in our last news piece, we talked about the ZF Powerline transmission and how much torque it could handle.
Right, and so this is where they decided to go away from Cummins once and for all?
That's also wrong, Lightning.
Oh.
So the ZF Powerline 8-speed transmission caused a ton of conversation and a lot of stir online. And now there's been speculation that this version of the transmission could allow Cummins to turn up the wick. So the current high-output version of the Cummins is 420 horsepower and 1075 pound-feet of torque, but you only get that on certain models with the Eisen transmission.
Yeah, that's the 3500 with the high-output.
And so what I'm hearing is potentially Cummins and Ram would only have one power output because that ZF 8-speed power line would be behind everything.
Gotcha.
And so you wouldn't have two transmissions to figure out. So could the ZF 8-speed powerline transmission potentially allow Cummins to turn up the wick and match Ford? Ford is the current high-output champ with 500 horsepower and 1,200 pound-feet of torque. We do know that the Cummins 6.7 has it in it to make more power than it's currently offered. And I don't know if it would reach the horsepower level of the Ford, but certainly I could see it going 1,200, 1,250, 1,225.
I just, can they do it with emissions, though? I don't know. You know, one's a Street 6, one's a V8. That'd be very interesting. I don't know. Hey, by the way, as an aside, did you see our friend Greg Albarella, Greg A., did 3,095 horsepower in his Ram.
Nice.
That's big.
I remember when we were dynoing things in the high 2000s at Diesel Power Challenge, you would literally feel the ground move while it was on the dyno.
Yeah, we're going to get Greg back on the show again.
We should do that.
That 3,000 horsepower.
That's a lot of
imagine what
twist.
That would do on the street.
Imagine what it does to your axle shafts.
I don't know. It lasted.
Hey, Lightning, did you hear?
No.
No. Mm-mm.
All right, well, before we wrap up this segment of Have You Heard, you were the one who brought up the EV charger, but I want to remind you that that platform is going to be available in four doors as well, and also with the high-output Hurricane and the standard-output Hurricane. So rumor has it that four-door charger, the new body style with the Hurricane, mm-hmm. and potentially the EV, may go back into pursuit service. So all you truck guys out there, whether you like that car or not, get used to the headlights, because in a few years, they may be the ones behind you on the highway. And if it's the electric version, it'll be damn fast and maybe able to sneak up on you pretty well.
Bad enough that state troopers hang out behind billboards. Now they can roll up on you silently. That's not okay.
I'm just saying, get used to that shape and those headlights, because you're going to be seeing them a lot in the rearview mirror that looks through that fixed glass window at some point in your TRX.
You mean the piece of cardboard that's still in there?
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go get me a TRX tonight.
The Truck Show podcast is a production of Truck Famous LLC. This podcast was created by Sean Holman and Jay Tillis with production elements by DJ Omar Khan. If you like what you've heard, please open your Apple Podcast or Spotify app and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're a fan, there's no better way to show your support than by patronizing our sponsors. Some vehicles may have been harmed during the making of this podcast.